This episode's storyteller is more of an industry than a mere author. His published works account for 1 out of 17 of every hardback ever sold. Get that? 1 out of 17? Welcome once again to Great Stories About Great Storytellers. I'm your host, Dr. Randy Overbeck, and though I have my own best-selling books, which pale by comparison to our feature storyteller, here I get to share the little-known backstories of famous authors, directors, and poets. And I'm humbled and thrilled to share the story of this episode's storyteller, James Patterson. James Brendan Patterson was born March 22, 1947, to working-class parents of Irish descent, a teacher and a homemaker. His upbringing had an academic direction as he did extremely well in school, graduating summa cum laude, that's as good as it gets, by the way, with a BA in English from Manhattan College, followed by an MA in English from Vanderbilt University, where he was asked to become a PhD candidate. But his attraction to English literature was interrupted by a tempting offer which completely changed the trajectory of his life. In the early 70s, he took a job as an advertising executive for J. Walter Thompson, one of the largest and most successful advertising companies in the U.S. Like everything else he tried, Patterson achieved considerable success in the advertising field, rising to become chief of North American operations. Besides the financial success, Patterson's experience in commercial advertising gave him a different perspective on writing and, in particular, on marketing his work. More about that later. It would be hard for readers not to notice the works of James Patterson. They are everywhere, in bookstores, of course, but also in department stores like Target and grocery stores like Kroger's, in gift stores and tourist stores, and even on ads on TV. The sales numbers for his books are legion. He has sold more books than Stephen King, Dan Brown, and John Grisham combined. The total in the stratosphere approaching 350 million copies sold worldwide. He has published more than 200 different titles. That's right, 200. He's probably best known for his Alex Cross series, which has 31 entries and counting, and is the top-selling detective series in the U.S. He has more than 114 New York Times best-selling novels and holds the record, the Guinness World Record no less, for the most number one bestsellers on the New York Times list, an incredible 67 number one titles. But James Patterson has penned much more than mere mysteries and thrillers. He has published books in a wide range of genres and subgenres, such as police procedurals, westerns, science fiction, and fantasy. He has 29 titles in his YA series, many of which are also bestsellers. He has also published more than 50 novellas and even 20 graphic novels, not to mention the 15 children's picture books he has released. He has also written scores of nonfiction titles in such areas as history, biography, politics, sociology, and of course, a memoir. Man, how impressive. Not surprisingly, James Patterson has picked up more than his fair share of awards along the way, including the Edgar Award for Best First New Mystery, the BCA Mystery Guild Thriller of the Year Award, the International Thriller of the Year Award, and the Children's Choice Award. In 2019, he was also awarded the National Humanity Medal by then-President Trump. Now, to the industry part of the James Patterson story. Years ago, Patterson started the practice of co-authoring, where he would work with another author he respected to produce a new novel. This experimentation began with Andrew Gross, who, with James, penned the first couple entries in the series, The Women's Murder Club. By the way, that series now has 24 installments. By now, James has co-authored with 24 different authors from all over the globe. One of his more recent partnerships was with former President Bill Clinton on two political thrillers, The President Is Missing and The President's Daughter. These two were also major bestsellers, no surprise. In fact, more than half the titles with James Patterson across the cover carry a second co-author beneath the title. According to his co-authors, Patterson has a creative genius, has spun the story and provided them with a detailed outline, often as long as 80 pages, which they then flesh out with their own language, and James always has the final say on the product. Many of the authors who've partnered with James have said the experience is like a masterclass in how to write commercially successful fiction. Speaking of which, Patterson has also developed a literal masterclass on writing, publishing, and marketing commercial fiction as part of the masterclass program. Oh, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention his success in the video arena as well, both small screen and large. 8 of his bestsellers have become blockbuster movies, including Along Came a Spider, Sundays at Tiffany's, and Maximum Ride, one of his YA hits. He is also the creative drive behind such TV shows as Castle, Zoo, and Instinct. He is currently working on a collaboration with Amazon for a new streaming series based on his Alex Cross series. How does he accomplish all this? James would tell you he has a tremendous work drive, which for him is not that dissimilar to play. In personal interviews, Patterson has shared that he rises at 5:30 each day and works 10 hours a day, 7 days a week. In between writing sessions, he finds time to walk his dog and have lunch with his wife, but his major focus is on writing. When pressed, he admits he has so many writing projects in process at one time, he seldom knows exactly how many. When an interview recently asked for a number, Patterson estimated he was working and collaborating on 31 writing projects at the same time. Also, his successful career as an advertising executive informed his decisions regarding getting his books published and especially marketing those books. When readers began to find his books, starting with the Alex Cross series, he used his knowledge and experience in the advertising world to raise the marketing efforts for his books. And it worked big time. James Patterson, the author and the industry, has so dominated the world of commercial fiction, it is hard to imagine that he too had an origin story. A time when he was an author no one had ever heard of. After a word from this episode's sponsor, the Killer Nashville Writing Conference, I'll share with you the surprising way James Patterson became a, quote, overnight success. Back in a bit. The Killer Nashville International Writers Conference is the premier forum for all genres incorporating mystery, thriller, suspense, action, or romance elements. Come to the conference to learn, present, meet agents and editors, sign books, mingle with forensic experts, and of course, network. Killer Nashville features more than 140 panels and workshops, 9 breakout sessions, pitch sessions, and more. In 2024, the conference is being held August 22nd to 25 in Franklin, Tennessee, so don't miss out on your chance to register. Learn more or register for the conference today at killernashville.com/register. Now, back to the surprising story of how James Patterson became, well, James Patterson. When he was completing his MA in English and at Vanderbilt and considering entering the PhD program, his desire to write to become a storyteller was no doubt stirring. But the major corporation of J. Walter Thompson saw potential in the young Patterson and lured him into the world of advertising. James did quite well, and along the way learned some lasting lessons on telling a story. It's just that the story was of products like Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, Kraft Cheese, Nestle Chocolate, and Ford Trucks. This work was extremely demanding and financially rewarding, and it was here where Patterson developed such tremendous drive and work ethic. He hadn't lost his desire to tell a different kind of story, though. So in between hectic board meetings, cross-country flights, and pitches to Madison Avenue clients, he made time to write. In fact, he managed to pen his first novel, The Thomas Berryman Number, by 1973 when he was only 26 years old. Like most fledgling writers, he met with little success. In fact, 31 publishers turned down this manuscript. It took years before one finally accepted it and published it in 1976. Then, this first novel by James Patterson won the Edgar Award for the best first mystery. Can you imagine your first work winning the top award for mysteries? I'm sure James thought he had made it. He had not. In fact, he continued his grueling day job, 10 to 12-hour days. There's a lesson buried here for emerging writers. He continued this for another 17 years. During this almost two decade, he continued writing and was able to get 5 more novels published, none of which made any splash in book sales. Still, James Patterson stayed at it, working on his craft and nurturing his storytelling ability, confident his time would come. In 1993, it did. That year, his work Along Came a Spider, the first in what would become the Alex Cross series, was published. It became a number one bestseller, the first of 67 for Patterson. But for James Patterson, the most successful American writer of the last two centuries, this, quote, overnight success was 17 years in the making. Emerging writers should take heed. It takes drive and talent and time to get to the promised land. This writing thing is not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be what we love, what James described as play. I'm trying to keep that in mind while I sit here working on my 4th entry in my Haunted Shore Mystery series. By the way, if you haven't checked out my work, I'd invite you to give a peek to Blood on the Chesapeake, the first in the series, and a number one bestseller on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can find information and reviews on this title and all my novels on my website, www.authorrandyoverbeck.com. You can also find this and all the episodes of this podcast there as well. Speaking of great stories about great storytellers, mark your calendar for next month when I will share the unusual backstory of another writing giant, the master of horror, Stephen King. Thanks for listening, and until next time, keep reading those great stories, and I hope one of them is mine.